come before you this evening as a part of our worship to open up the Word of God.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们来敬拜赞美的时候，我们要打开你的话语，来学习你的话语。
We count it a privilege, every day, but especially during this Advent season, to reflect on how you came to this earth.
主，真是我们每天的荣幸荣耀。主，我们特别是在圣诞节的这个季节，我们可以一起来数算主你的祝福。
And God, tonight we thank you for this story of Christmas, this story of Jesus coming to be among us.
主，我们感谢你为着圣诞节的故事，感谢你为着主耶稣基督降世来到我们当中，感谢你。
And we ask that you would anoint our hearts and our minds as we read through some of the lessons that can be taught from this passage here tonight.
主，求你来膏我们的心，来膏我们的头脑，让我们今天来学习今天这段经文，能够告诉我们的一些功课。
And we love you and we praise you in your name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.Well, maybe you're like me, and each year, especially as you get older, you want to make sure that this year's Christmas is different.
也许你会像我一样，当我一天天变老的时候，我就一直会想说，我们想今年的圣诞节要和往常的圣诞节过得不一样。
We want to make sure that we really experience the true meaning of Christmas and be sure not to get caught up in all the secularization of Christmas and all the other stuff that the world throws at us during this time.
我们想要做的是，我们想经历圣诞节真正的意义，不只是过一个好像世俗化的圣诞节而已。
And there are times, I would suspect, for all of us, where it's kind of easy to miss the true meaning of Christmas, and it's easy to get caught up in all of the hype, all of the shopping, and the concerts, and the long lines, and the parties, and the baking, and all the other stuff as well.
我想真的是非常的容易，我们常常呢就会陷入迷失圣诞节的真正含义当中，只是陷于节日的一些兴奋当中，像购物也好，音乐会也好，或者很多的人群，或者各样的派对。
But my hope for us as individuals and then as a community of faith is that this year that we make it a point to ask ourselves this question: How do we get back to, or how do we recalibrate our spirits in order to fully experience the true meaning of Christmas?
但是我想我们要问我们自己一个问题，不能是我们个人或者是我们教会，我们要问一个问题，我们怎么样才能够调整我们的心，调整我们的心态，好让我们能够回归圣诞节它真正的含义。
And the question that I've had in my mind is how is ensuring this true meaning of Christmas to be celebrated in our lives even possible in today's culture?
在我的脑袋里面，我老是有个这样的问题，在当今的社会当中，我们怎么样才能够真正的来庆祝圣诞节的真正的含义？
And I think for us tonight that when we look at this story of Simeon, I think we can sum up that question or those questions with the answer, and it's a one-word answer, and the answer for us is this, it's worship.
我想我们今天读了西面的这个故事的话，我们可以把这个问题的答案总结出，用一个字来总结，那这个字就是敬拜。
And we have to look at this Christmas story as a whole, because when we look at the Christmas story, what we find is that this theme of worship, this practice of worship, is central to the entire Christmas story.
好，想我们要来完整的看关于圣诞节的含义。当我明白圣诞节，我们想我们如果明白圣诞节的核心，就是要来敬拜赞美。
And Simeon here in our passage, in just a few verses, we discover that Simeon understood this need to worship.
我想我们从刚刚读的这段经文当中，这个故事里面，我们可以看到西面他是完全了解敬拜的必要性。
And so if we look at the story, it was just some time after the birth of Christ, and as was custom for the parents, after the circumcision of their firstborn male, that they would bring him to the temple and then to dedicate him or to consecrate him before God.
我们看到在这个故事当中，耶稣刚刚出生没有几天，他被行割礼以后，就被父母带到圣殿要献给神。
And so somewhere along that timeline, We read that God revealed to Simeon that he would not die until he personally saw this Messiah.
也就是在那段时间，西面他得到圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见神所立的基督。
And verse 27 here tells us that he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he went to the temple courts, and that's where he found Mary and Joseph and the Messiah, baby Jesus.
在二十七节这样说到，他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，就遇见耶稣的父母，抱着孩子，也就是耶稣。
And verse 28 tells us that he met Mary and Joseph, and he took from Jesus, from Mary, and into his arms, and it was at that moment when he began praising God.
28节这样说到，他用手接过耶稣，就在那个时候他就称颂神说。
And for our purposes here tonight, even though there's a whole lot more to this story, for our purposes here tonight, this verse is the verse that I want us to concentrate on because it speaks so clearly to us that he praised God.
那我想今天我们读的这段经文可以有很多的教训，但是其中最重要的和我们今天正道息息相关的就是他说他赞美神这句话。
And again, he praised God by saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory of your people, Israel.
西面这样称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。
And so what Simeon did here was he took God in the flesh, he took Jesus into his arms, and he got it. He understood that at the center of Jesus coming to this earth as the Messiah, the coming of the Christ, that he had to worship God.
我看这个故事，我们可以看到，当西面他用手接住耶稣，也就道成肉身的弥赛亚的时候，他知道在圣诞节的核心就是要来敬拜赞美神。
And he had to worship the God who fulfilled prophecies. He had to worship the God who kept his promises. He had to worship the God who loved both the Jews and the Gentiles alike.
他知道他必须敬拜那个如先知预言实现了他的应许的爱犹太人也爱外邦人的神。
And this idea of praising God comes from the Greek word eulogio, that's the Greek word for praise.
那在这里讲的是赞美神这句话呢，从希腊文当中是从 eulogio 这个词出来的。
And usually you and I hear that word eulogy around the funerals that we might attend, but it really means to bless or to celebrate with praise.
那很多时候可能我们在一些丧礼上，我们可能听到有祷文这个词，但是其实 eulogy 这个在这里很eulogio 这里的意思代表的意思是祝福和赞美的意思。
And that's exactly what Simeon here was doing, is that he was celebrating Christ with praise. And so for you and I tonight, we need to look at how we can celebrate God with praise and how we can keep worship at the center of our lives for this Christmas season.
这也正是西面他所做的。他所做的就是有赞美来庆祝，来赞美神，赞美基督。我们也要在我们的生活当中要学习怎么样来敬拜赞美我们的神。
The writer of Ecclesiastes tells us that we have this spiritual awareness that is built in by God the Creator to worship God.
传道书的作者也告诉我们说，其实在我们的内心当中，我们有这样的需要，有这样的看见，有这样的需要看见要来敬拜赞美神。
The psalmist writes for us in Psalm 61 verse 4, he writes, I long to dwell in your tent forever and to take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
诗篇的第61篇这样说到，我要永远住在你的帐篷里，我要投靠你翅膀下的隐秘处。
Psalm 42 tells us about this awareness and this need to worship as well when it says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. My soul thirsts for God, the living God.
在诗篇的十四二篇也同样讲了我们内心中对神的渴慕。十四二篇这么说道，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水，我的心渴想神。
The psalmist again writes in Psalm 84, my soul yearns, begs, and cries out for you, O God.
诗篇的八十四篇说道，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
And we are designed the exact same way as the writer of the Psalms is, that we have this awareness in our lives to be grateful and to be thankful and to give praise and adoration to God.
我想我们和诗篇的作者一样，我们都内心当中满有感恩，我们有心要来赞美歌颂我们的神。
If you're familiar with Christian artist Chris Tomlin, he wrote a song that maybe you're familiar with.
如果你熟悉的话，有一位诗歌的作者叫 Chris Tomlin。
And the words of part of that song says this, before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone.
他写了首这样的诗歌，诗歌这样说道，有日子之前，有阳光之前，当世界围绕着太阳运转之前，神高高之上的神，他降世来到人间。
The lyrics continue and says, He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we may always remember that you and I were made to worship.
这首诗歌继续说到，他对我们世人有爱，他在我们的心中充满了，让我们心中充满了各样的神迹奇事，好让我们记住，我们被造就是为了要敬拜他。
Worship for us is a part of how God designed us, and worship oftentimes in our lives will address the longing after the aching feelings, the questions of, you know, God, there just must be something missing in my life. And all of us have moments like that from time to time, but worshiping God will help settle these times in our lives.
我想敬拜是神在我们的计划当中的一环，很多时候我们内心中可能会有渴慕，内心中可能会痛苦，我们可能会问自己，是不是我们生命当中缺少了些什么东西？那我们敬拜赞美我们的神，就可以让我们真的是能够来满足我们内心的这份渴慕。
And so tonight I want us to just be real simple and about this approach to worship. And let me give to you three thoughts. They're on the back of your worship folder. And I want to talk to you about why we worship and how that will help us to get back to and stay focused on Christ, which is the true meaning of Christmas.
那今天晚上我想给大家关于敬拜赞美的三个这样的方面的信息，好让我们能够知道为什么敬拜赞美神的话可以让我们又回归到圣诞节的真正的含义当中。
Well, the first thought for us tonight about why we worship is because we worship because we feel like it.
那第一个我们为什么要敬拜赞美神的话，是因为我们心中我们有这样的渴慕，有这样的喜悦敬拜赞美神。
And if we were to take a look tonight at Scripture, we would find that the Scripture is filled with stories about those who just simply felt like worshiping God.
那在圣经当中，我们看到有很多记载，很多的故事都讲述着有人他们很希望、很喜悦来敬拜赞美神。
And sometimes it was planned worship, sometimes it was spontaneous worship.
那有些时候这样的敬拜的话是有计划的敬拜，有些时候这样的敬拜的话是完全临时性的、自发的敬拜。
And you and I can worship God in different ways. We can worship God through reading God's word.
我想我们可以用各种不同的方式来敬拜神，我们可以通过来读神的话语来敬拜他。
We can worship God through our fellowship.
我们也可以通过我们弟兄姐妹之间的团契来敬拜我们的神。
We can worship God through singing.
我们也通过唱诗歌来敬拜赞美他。
And a lot of other ways.
我们可以有很多各种不同的方式来敬拜赞美。
But the one thing that we really want to make sure of it and that we understand is that worship isn't just about singing, which is what we often think about.
那我想提醒大家的是，我们所说的敬拜赞美并不只是当时仅仅就是指我们唱诗歌的那段时间。
It's an older book now, but it's probably in a reprint several times. But the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren, says this about worship.
那标杆人生的作者 Rick Warren 他有这样说到。
He writes this, he says, anything that you do that brings pleasure to God is an act of worship.
他说我们所做的一切如果是讨神喜悦的事那都是敬拜。
And that statement there really speaks to our lifestyle and about how you and I live each day, not just what we do for 15 or 20 minutes on a Sunday.
所以他这里所说的敬拜是关于我们的生活的方式是我们每日的生活而不只是好像主日之前主日敬拜的时候能十五二十分钟的唱诗歌的时间。
And so we want to make sure that we please God in our worship. And in this book, Rick Warren goes on to share four characteristics of worship that pleases God.
那我们真的是很希望在我们对神的敬拜当中的时候，可以来讨神的喜悦。Rick Warren 继续讲到关于敬拜赞美神的四个它的特点。
The first characteristic is this, that God is pleased when our worship is accurate.
那第一就是如果我们的敬拜是一个准确的敬拜的话那神会喜悦。
And what this means is that sometimes, is that when we are to worship God, not as we think of Him, but as the Bible speaks of Him.
就是我们在敬拜赞美神的时候我们敬拜赞美的神是根据圣经中所说的神而不只是我们自己头脑当中的神
Sometimes we get this picture of who God is in our minds and that picture isn't always entirely accurate
很多时候我们的脑袋里面我们有个神的这个印象但是我们脑袋当中关于神的印象却不一定总是正确
Certainly we know the images of God in society today aren't always accurate as to what is recorded in scripture
而且我们特别知道在当我们现今的社会当中在人们的脑海里面神的意象和圣经当中的记载却是不同的
and we want to be very sure that our worship is accurate and in accordance with who God is and what the scripture reveals to us
我们需要确定我们所敬拜的神是我们的敬拜赞美是一个准确的敬拜赞美我们赞美那个神是根据圣经当中所记载的神
Jesus when he was interacting with the Samaritan woman said this he said true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth
那当主耶稣他和撒玛利亚的妇人交谈的时候他说真正的敬拜的话是用心灵和诚实来敬拜
And that spirit and truth that he was referring to and talking about can only come out of the accuracy of God's word. And so for you and I, we have to understand that it's God's word that's our foundation for all truth.
那这里讲的心灵和诚实必须是从神的话语而来那神的话语也是我们一切真实的基础
Here's the second characteristic aboutWhy we worship. God is pleased when our worship is authentic.
那第二点的话就是当我们的敬拜是一个真实的敬拜的时候神也是喜悦的。
And so what happens is this, when you and I worship, our spirit is responding to God's spirit, and because each of us are made differently, guess what? Like I just said, we're going to worship God differently.
那现在我们敬拜赞美神的时候其实也就是我们的灵跟神的灵回应的时候我们大家都被造都有不同的地方所以我们每个人我们敬拜赞美的方式可以有不同
Rick Warren tells us here in this part of his book he says that the best style of worship is the one that most authentically represents your love for God
Rick Warren 也这样说到最好的一个敬拜方式就是能够让你表达对神爱的这样的一个敬拜方式
Some of us, we know this to be true. Some of us like music to help us worship. But others of us like some quiet, reflective times.
我们都知道，有些人他喜欢诗歌来帮助他来敬拜赞美。但是也有些人喜欢有一个安静的时间。
Some of us like walking in nature or serving others or giving gifts.
有些人可能喜欢在大自然中行走的时候来敬拜赞美神。有些人可能喜欢来侍奉人。有些人喜欢来把礼物献给他人。
And however we can best worship God authentically is what God wants from us.
我想在我们的敬拜赞美是一个真实的敬拜赞美的时候神都会喜悦。
So God is pleased when our worship is accurate. God is pleased when our worship is authentic. And number three here, God is pleased when our worship is thoughtful.
那我想当我们用准确的方式来敬拜的时候，当我们用真实的来敬拜的时候，神是喜悦的。那第三个我们要分享的是，我们如果是用尽心的去敬拜的时候，用心去敬拜的时候，神也是喜悦的。
So we find in Scripture when Jesus gives us this command, he says, love God with all of your mind. And it's repeated a few times in the New Testament. And this means that in order to love God, we have to use our mind, we have to be thoughtful in our worship.
我想在圣经，在圣经当中我们知道，耶稣告诉我们，我们要尽心尽心，我们要尽力去尽心去爱我们的神。那也这个话，这句话语在圣经当中重复了很几遍。他也告诉我们说，当我们敬拜赞美神的时候，我们是要尽心去敬拜他。
God's desire for us is that He wants us to consider and to reflect and to give thought to what we do and what we sing in order to bring glory to Him.
当我们来敬拜赞美神的时候，神希望我们是用心的去思考，去思索我们要怎么样去做，这样的话，他能够带来更多的荣耀给他。
And so if we're just kind of going through the motions in our spiritual life, if we're just kind of singing or reading to make it look good to those that we're sitting around and doing things out of duty, I'm not sure that God is pleased with that.
如果我们所做的只是为了好看，或者如果我们所做的这是出于我们的一个责任的话，那我想神也许是并不喜悦的。
And the reason why I think that is because of this. If our worship is mindless, it's also meaningless.
我之所以会这么认为，因为我想如果是一个完全没有用心的敬拜的话，也是一个毫无意义的敬拜。
The fourth characteristic here is this. God is pleased when our worship is practical.
那我想第四点就是神他希望我们的敬拜是实实在在的切实的敬拜。
And so the Bible instructs us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices that are holy and pleasing to God. And it tells us that when we do that, that is our spiritual act of worship.
罗马书的十二章第一节这样说到，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And so here's an interesting thing about this point. When we offer our entire life to God as that spiritual act of worship, the focus then is shifted away from us and to God. And this moment in our spiritual life is the beginning place for us because worship isn't about us, it's about God.
这是一个很有趣的一句话。当我们把我们整个身体献上的时候，当我们的敬拜是一个属灵的行动的时候，我们敬拜的重点就从我们自己的身上移到了神的身上，因为我们的敬拜本来就不是关乎我们自己，而是关乎神。
And so thought number one for us, just as a refresher, is this. We worship God because we feel like it. And we know that God is pleased when our worship is accurate. We know that He's pleased when our worship is authentic. We know that He's pleased when our worship is thoughtful and when our worship is practical.
好，那再来回顾一下我们刚刚所说的，我们敬拜是因为我们内心当中我们有这样的喜悦，这样的渴慕来敬拜我们的神。当我们的敬拜是准确的，是真实的，是用心的，是切实实实在在的时候，神就会喜悦我们的敬拜。
So our second thought tonight, if you're following me along in your notes, is this. We worship because we have to.
那我们今天晚上要分享的第二点是，我们敬拜是因为我们必须要敬拜。
So the Bible tells us in many different places that we are to worship God.
在圣经当中有多处地方告诉我们，我们被造就是要来敬拜我们的神。
And it's our responsibility. It's a personal responsibility that we have, and it's a corporate responsibility that we have to develop a heart of worship in our lives and in our community.
是我们每一个基督徒我们的个人的一个责任，也是教会的责任。在我们的一生当中，我们在我们内心当里面，我们要能够来建立一个敬拜神的这样的一个心。
Walter Brueggemann is an Old Testament scholar, and he said this about worship.
Walter Brueggemann 是一个旧约圣经的一个学者，他有这样说。
He said, worship is a bold refusal to let the trouble that surrounds us be bigger than the God who comes to meet us.
他说，敬拜是一个大胆的行动，也就是让我们拒绝把我们自己所面临的各样的困难，把它当作大过我们的神。
The psalmist also writes it clearly for us in Psalm 71, verse 23.
诗篇的作者在七十一章二十三节这样说道。
He writes, "When I sing praise."
他说到我歌颂你的时候。
And this phrase here speaks of the writer's intentional choice, and it's our choice and again responsibility to make sure that we're developing that heart of worship in our lives.
这里说到我歌颂你的时候，可以看出是诗篇的作者他自己的一个选择。我们知道敬拜赞美神是我们的选择，也是我们的责任，要在我们的心中要能够培养这样一颗心来敬拜我们的神。
There's a book by the author and worship leader David Ruiz that I've used to get some better understanding about worship in our lives that I'm going to reference here. But he gives us some suggestions of how we can intentionally develop worship in our lives.
我也来借一个作者叫 David Ruiz 的他的一本书来关于如何来培养一个敬拜赞美神的心。
And he tells us in his book, he says, if you really want to develop worship in your lives, the place of beginning is that we need to make sure that we are developing or cultivating an atmosphere of expectation.
他说到，如果我们要能够来学习怎么样来敬拜赞美的话，我们一定要能够来营造一个充满期待的这样的一个气氛。
He says this, he says that the more awareness that all of us have of the one with whom we are meeting, the King, the more awesome the encounter will be.
他有这样说到，当我们对我们要遇到的神有更多的期待的时候，我们和神的同在这段时间就会变得更加的精彩。
As a part of the life of our church each year, we try to encourage people intentionally to develop a spiritual awareness of God's presence in their lives.
这是我们今年我们教会的一个意向，我们要鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹能够来建立这样的一个认知，知道神在我们的生命当中。
And so the sermon series that we have, the times of prayer, the times of communion, all those type of things can provide us with a greater awareness of God's presence in our lives, which is extremely important for us.
我们可以通过各样的方式，像祷告或者来圣餐这样的仪式，我们可以让我们来知道神在我们的生命当中。
But here's the thing that we need to understand. If we do not expect God to meet with us, He won't.
但是我们必须要知道，如果我们不期待神会在我们生命当中的话，那他就不会在我们生命当中。
I love the slogan of the Kohl's department store, and I think their slogan should be the slogan for every Christian and every church.
我非常喜欢 Kohl's 这个商店，他们这样一个广告，我也觉得这样的广告应该会成为我们每一个基督徒的一个这样的口号。
Does anybody know what the Kohl's department store slogan is?
有没有谁知道 Kohl's 这个商店它的口号是什么？
Anyone? Nobody. All right. The slogan for the department store is "Expect great things."
它的口号是期待更美好的事。
We have to anticipate and expect God to show up and to make His presence known in our lives.
我们必须要期待神会出现在我们生命当中，也会让他的存在让我们能够明白。
So not only do we have to cultivate this atmosphere of expectation, but we need to make sure that we are making room for spirit and for truth.
我们不但要营造一个充满期待这样的气氛，而且我们也要给心灵和诚实有这样的空间。
And in many ways, this is really speaking about the authenticity piece that I spoke of just a few moments ago, but I think it's important for me to reiterate the reality that God wants something real.
那我们现在讲的这一条跟我们前面所说的真实的敬拜有很大的关系，但是我认为还是非常重要，想强调给大家，神需要的我们是真实的我们。
Friends, listen, God wants all of us. He doesn't just want part of us. When we read through his word, we find that he asks for all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul.
神所期待的是我们的全部，不只是我们的一部分。他所期待的是我们全部的心，我们全部的头脑和我们全部的灵。
And when we get to the place in our spiritual journey where we give that to him, it can put us in a vulnerable position that allows God to do with us what he needs to.
在我们属灵的生命当中，当我们全然的投入到神的名下的时候，我们可以让神来改变我们，来塑造我们。
I remember when I first, you might think this is kind of humorous, but I remember when I first started raising my hands in worship.
我还记得我以前在敬拜赞美的时候，我举我的手。
And I don't do it all the time now, but from time to time, I do. And as I was beginning that spiritual part of my worship, I really went through a little bit of a struggle internally.
我不是总是会举起我的手来，但是有些时候我会举起我的手来。但是当我举起手来的时候，内心中并不是没有挣扎。
And I was going through that struggle with God as to whether or not I was going to raise my hands in response to, in this situation, what we were singing about.
我的挣扎就是我不知道我是不是该举起我的手来表达我对神的回应。
I wondered what others would think of me.
我也很好奇别人会怎么样来想我。
I wondered if maybe it wasn't the right thing to do for the culture of the church that I was in.
我也会想说，我如果这样做的话，是不是不符合这个教会的习惯和方式？
And I remember feeling a little bit awkward when I began raising my hands.
有些时候，我如果当我把手举起来的时候，我也觉得好像很不自在。
But I also knew that God wanted me to respond in a physical way to how His Spirit was moving in my life.
但是我知道神他也愿意我用一些身体的方式来表达，来显明神的灵如何在我的身上在运行。
And so I chose to just simply listen to God and to be real with what I was feeling and what I was sensing from the Holy Spirit.
所以我就选择我来顺服神，来真实的表达神是怎么样的带领我。
And that may not be how God directs you, but it was for me. But we need to make sure that we're making room for God's Spirit and God's truth to speak into our lives to help us in our area of worship.
我想这是神对我的带领，神对大家的带领也许也各不相同，但是我们必须要保证在我们的心中，我们要留有空间让神来动工。
The third thought here is that we need to make sure that we're allowing room for risk in our worship.
那下一点是我们也要允许我们的心中有一个允许冒险的空间。
And so what happens is this, when you and I begin removing risk from our experience of worship, all that there is left is a performance.
因为我们在我们敬拜中的时候，如果我们把所有的冒险都去除以后，那我们所剩下的就只是一个表演而已。
And friends, listen, we know this to be true. But God doesn't want just a performance from us. He wants us to worship Him.
我想神他所需要的不只是一个表演而已，他所想要的是我们对他的敬拜。
And so we need to make sure that our worship, singing for my example here tonight, we need to make sure that our worship is done in an excellent way, but we have to allow room for creativity, we have to allow room for spontaneity, we have to allow room for the movement of the Spirit, we even have to allow room for some technical difficulties once in a while.
当然我们要向我们的敬拜的时候，我们的诗歌要能够唱得非常的棒，但是同时我们要允许我们有空间来做各样的一些创造性的事情，我们要有空间来允许圣灵的运行，我们甚至要有空间来允许我们可能在技术上会犯一些错。
And I know for me this is kind of a tough one for me at times with how I'm just kind of wired as a person and my personality.
我想对我来说这其实也是一个很困难的一件事情。
I would much rather program spontaneity and risk into a planned order of worship.
其实我是非常喜欢把一切的这样的一些冒险的事情都能够控制住，我喜欢的是一个有计划的、有结构的这样的一个敬拜赞美。
I like some of the creativity in worship as long as it's not too crazy and too far out.
当我们的敬拜赞美当中的时候，敬拜赞美里面有很多创造性的时候，我也很喜欢，知道这些创造性不是太离谱的话。
I like structure and knowing what's going to take place and what's going to happen in a worship service. But the truth is this, that there are times when I, even as a pastor, every single week, need to just simply allow the Spirit to do His thing.
我真的是非常喜欢有预见性的，或者是有结构的这样的敬拜赞美。但是，即使作为牧师，我也每个星期我都需要能够让圣灵来自由的运行。
It was 2 or 3 years ago. I was sitting on the front row here, and about 5 minutes before I was to get up and preach, God spoke to me.
以前有一次的经历，在我上来讲道的之前的五分钟的时候
，And He said, "Rob, you need to change your message this morning."
但是我得到这样的一个信息说。Rob, 你要改变你的今天的正道的信息。
I did not like that risk.
我非常不喜欢这样的冒险。
I usually do, as if you could see my notes, it's manuscript. I mean, it's pretty much word for word about how I usually preach.
如果你看到的话，我其实每次正道，我会把我要说的话的一字一句的会写出来。
And it was God's instruction for me. I usually have my preaching Bible, but I had a different Bible that way. And God said, turn to the back of your Bible.
我其实那次的神对我说，要我把圣经翻到圣经的后面。
And at the back of my Bible, now we were probably about 3 minutes before I was supposed to get up to worship, I realized that a number of years before that, somewhere, I had either written down a devotional or I had heard a message that was the message for that day that God wanted me to share.
我就发现，其实，在我的圣经的背后，我记载了以前我在灵修的时候我写的一些。对神的话语的一些感受，这句话也就是神所要那天要我正道所说的信息。
And it was that message, and people understood that I just changed my message, but it was that message that has probably produced more steps toward Christ, for people that have at least mentioned it to me, because they just felt God's presence in such a powerful way that day.
那是一个我临时改变的一个信息，但是也是正是那一个信息，让更多的人能够更加的接近神，因为他们感受到神的同在。
And my point for that story is that I if I didn't allow that risk to come in, I don't know how it would have impacted the people that were there that morning.
我想说的是，如果那天如果没有来冒那样的险的话，我不知道我的信息怎么样能够打动他人。
And my whole thought there is that we just simply need to be open and allow the Spirit to kind of do His thing in us and through us.
那我所想说的是，我们就是要保持一颗开放的心，我们要让圣灵来做他的工。
And so the fourth thought here under our second point is this: it's that we need to create a sense of journey in our worship.
那我想我们要分享的第四点就是，我们在我们的敬拜赞美的过程当中，我们要一个做客旅的这样的感觉感受。
We know that certainly God wants us to worship individually, but He also wants us to worship corporately.
我们知道神愿意我们每一个人，我们可以有单独的敬拜赞美他的时间，但他同时也希望我们大家能够一起弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜赞美他。
And we need to do what we're doing tonight. We need to do this.Together, and the reason for that is because the corporate experience of worship is extremely powerful.
我们想我们的敬拜，我们当我们大家一起的敬拜赞美他的时候，我们一起的敬拜是带着很大的能力。
The Bible tells us that we need to gather together so that we can worship God with other believers and be taught His word for our spiritual growth.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们要和弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜赞美他，我们也可以从中来学习神的话语。
I say it from time to time to my congregation on Sunday mornings, but I want to say it to you tonight, if just simply as an encouragement to you. But here it is: make the commitment to be in church and to worship corporately.
我在我们教会中也提到很多次。那今天我再次的跟大家来。鼓励大家这样的话，我们需要我们大家能够来委身一个教会，能够和教会的弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜赞美神。
Because when we come together as a body of believers, God will do things in that body that He may not be able to accomplish when we're just worshiping Him alone.
当我们像各个一个身体的各个肢体一样，我们在一起敬拜赞美神的时候，我们所能做的就要超过我们单独敬拜赞美神所能做的。
And one of the things that we need to remember from the second point is this, that God inhabits the praises of His people, the body.
神他在敬拜赞美他的人的心中。
And we have to worship Him, and when we do that, He will dwell with us.
我们必须要来敬拜赞美他，当我们这样做的时候，他就住在我们的心中。
Alright, so our third thought tonight, and it's real brief, but here it is.
我们今天晚上我们的第三点要分享的是
We worship because we need good words on our lips.
我们要敬拜赞美是因为我们的口中要有好的话语。
Ephesians 4:29 tells us, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths and off your lips.
在以弗所书中有这样说到，不要任何不圣洁的话从你嘴中出来。
The Psalms also are filled with verses that speak about this idea of having good words on our lips.
那在诗篇当中也有这样的说，也有提到说我们的口中要有好的话语。
Psalm 63:3 says, O Lord, open my lips and my, or pardon me, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you.
诗篇六十三篇这样说到，因为你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Psalm 51:15 says, O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise.
诗篇五十一篇的第十五节说到，主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
Psalm 119:171 says, May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me of your decrees.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百七十一节说到：“愿我的嘴发出赞美的话，因为你将律法律例教训我。”
During the Christmas season, the Advent season, we tend to sing Christmas carols certainly more often than we would in July, perhaps.
我们在圣诞节的季节当中，我们会唱很多圣诞的歌曲。
But the Christmas hymns that we typically sing, they have good words that we can express.
那我们知道圣诞节的很多的圣诞节的歌曲里面有非常美好的一些歌词。
Listen to the lyrics of the Christmas hymn, O Holy Night.
那其中有一首圣诞节的诗歌叫《圣善夜》。
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It's the night of the dear Savior's birth.
他这样说到圣善夜，星星在闪亮着，就是今夜是我们救赎主的诞辰。
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the Spirit felt its worth.
世界充满了罪恶和错误，直到他的降临，灵魂才得到拯救。
A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
希望在悸动着，疲倦的世界重新感到欢乐，一个辉煌的早晨在远处破晓。
Fall on your knees, O hear the angels' voices.
屈膝跪下，听那天使的声音。
O night divine, the night when Christ was born. O night, O holy night, O night divine.
神圣的夜晚，当那晚耶稣诞生的时候，神圣的夜晚。
What would happen if for this year,You and I committed to worshiping more fully this Christmas.
如果我们今年你和我，我们一起能够更加的来献身委身于敬拜赞美我们的神。
What if you and I teamed up with all of creation and simply gave glory to God?
如果我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们也是神的所创造的，我们一起来把荣耀归给我们的神。
What if we celebrated Christ?This season, like we've never celebrated him before.
如果我们来庆祝我们敬拜赞美我们的基督，像以前从来没有做过的那样的话。
And what if in everything that we did, we simply worshipped God?
如果我们所做的一切都是为了敬拜赞美神的话。
Here's what I think would happen in each of our lives.
我想，如果我们做到这些的话，这样在我们生命当中就会有这样一些改变。
I think God would honor us and bless us.
我想神他会来祝福我们。
And I think that he would make his presence known to us.
他也会让我们知道他的同在。
And I think that perhaps this would be the best Christmas that we've ever experienced.
我想这将是我们一生当中所好拥有的最美好的圣诞节。
Does that sound good?
是不是很好呢？
Let's do it. Let's worship Christ this Christmas.
让我们一起在这个圣诞节当中，我们来敬拜赞美他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for your words. We thank you for those in scripture like Simeon who can teach us a simple lesson like worship.
主，我们为着你的话语，我们向你的感谢。我们也为着今天我们读的经文当中，西面他所说的那段话语，给我们这么学习的功课，我们献上我们的感谢。
And God, I pray that through all the busy schedules and all the other stuff that takes up our time, that we would not forget to worship you in any way that's authentic to who we are this season.
主，当我们在所有的这些繁忙当中，所有这些占据我们时间的事情当中，我们不要忘记，我们要敬拜赞美你，我们要以一个真实的方式来敬拜赞美你。
We thank you, Lord, for gathering us together tonight. In your name, we pray.
主，我们谢谢你召集我们在一起，我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.